American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Siberia. The fires of Siberia dominating the story in Eurasia these last weeks, beginning early this year, similar to how the fires in the Northwest and the West of the United States have started unusually early and grown much larger. However, while in the United States we measure the wildfires, very damaging, very threatening, so much smoke that sometimes it is covered the skyline in New York all the way 3,000 miles away. Still, we measure them in acreage. In Siberia, they measure them in kilometers, or they just say the region. So the scale here dwarfs anything. In fact, the scale of Siberia dwarfs anything to compare to the United States, three times the size of Texas, four times the size of Texas, big. And I'm very pleased to be able to speak to the editor of the Siberian Times, Svetlana Skarbar. Svetlana is in Novosibirsk, which is a very large town east west of the fires, but Siberia. And Svetlana will help us understand the geography and then the lives of the people of Siberia during what appears to be a severe drought, vast wildfires, and the permafrost, unknown damage to the permafrost, especially a city that's built on permafrost in the traditionally coldest region of Siberia. Svetlana, a very good day in Novosibirsk. Let's begin with where you are. It's a very large town. Can you help my audience understand where you are and where the fires are from you? Good day to you.
A very good evening to you indeed. So I have to say evening because it's 7:30 with us in what we call the heart of Siberia, or the heart of Western Siberia, the city of Novosibirsk. And it's Russia's third largest city and also one of the youngest. If you imagine Moscow and St. Petersburg and the number of years when they were built, Siberia was called the, was called the Chicago of Siberia because of how young it is and how quickly it grew and how much it contributed to the industrial wealth of Russia during the years of, we call it the Great Patriotic War, but the world knows these years as the Second World War. So that's the Russia's largest city, one of the most vibrant, with plenty of universities and scientific centers to complement the stunning nature and industry.
You are in Novosibirsk, and let's go immediately to the fires. Where are the fires from you, and what region of Russia is now threatened by the fires?
It's actually now not one, but several regions are threatened. So the fires, if you look at the map of Russia and look, if you want to see Novosibirsk, I mean, imagine it being roughly speaking, in the middle of it, which is why it's called the heart of Siberia. So the fires would be at least 2,000 miles, luckily, 2,000 miles east from where we are. And I'm saying luckily because I know that in the neighboring regions to Novosibirsk region, and they're called Irkutsk region, which is by Lake Baikal, which is the world's deepest lake with at least 5th of all the world's fresh water. In Krasnoyarsk region, which is this ginormous region as well, which goes up to Taimur Peninsula, I know that people there are already suffocating from the smog which is coming from Yakutia. So the heart of the current wildfire disaster, or let's use the word catastrophe because either would work, is actually the territory which is known the kingdom of permafrost for Russia, because it is, I mean, it is the kingdom of permafrost, and it's Russia's largest territory, and it's Russia's coldest territory. It's the diamond heart of Russia where the Alrosa, you know, the one of the world's biggest diamond mining companies, is getting all its treasures. And it's now ablaze. It's now sending the capital city, Yakutsk, which is the world's largest city built on permafrost, has been covered with the caustic smoke from wildfires for, I would say, at least 3 weeks. And by saying covered, I mean that actually people were really struggling to breathe. They're complaining to the doctors. They had real issues.
Yes, we're looking at photographs. This is Svetlana Skarbo of the Siberian Times, and you can go online and see the photographs and the video from the wildfires covering the city, Yakutsk, built on the permafrost. And it appears as if a volcano is going off. It appears as if the whole world is on fire. I understand, Svetlana, they have evacuated children. Is that correct? Are they evacuating older people, pensioners, who struggle to breathe?
Not from Yakutsk, John, because there's nowhere much to evacuate people from Yakutsk, because that's the capital city of the republic. But further east and west and north from Yakutsk, from the smaller living settlements, people have to be evacuated because the wildfires are literally surrounding their living settlements. And you can't. I mean, if you look at the pictures, we had just, I think yesterday, but actually today is pretty much the same. We're having pictures where residents are sharing the videos where the sky is turning deep red and deep orange in the middle of the day, where it's supposed to be bright and happy sunny days there in Yakutia. And it looks like a catastrophe film. It looks like something from Mars or something I mean, I've been to Yakutia so many times. It's nothing like I have seen it. I know the last season for the wildfires wasn't good, let's say it this way. The 2019 wasn't good, but I think that this year is going really, really bad.
Have the technicians, the scientists, or the ecologists measured what this is doing to the permafrost? Is there a relationship between the wildfires on the surface and the permafrost underneath?
There definitely will be a relation, but I think it's impossible for them currently to do any studies, because what the fight now is not, as the some of the local residents said today, we're not even fighting for the woods now. We're fighting for the living settlements, because there's basically the territory of Yakutia is so giant. I mean, we're speaking of something, if it's easy to compare it to India, it's like to India. I mean, the area would be over 3 million square kilometers, and much of it as well is going up into the Arctic Circle. So it's nowhere you can easily get to. It's nowhere you can easily fly to or reach it by any other means. And many of the wildfires where they've started are actually in really hard, in the areas where really, really hard to reach.
Svetlana, in the United States and in Brazil and Cuba and throughout Europe, there is a drought, and the drought is said to be contributing to the early onset of the wildfires and their severity. There's a fire in the northwest of the United States reaching into several states, or threatening several states, with smoke that is said to have been accelerated by the drought, by the dryness of the year, by the lack of rain. This is a story I heard as well when I spoke to a colleague in Magnitogorsk, the very large steelmaking town in the Urals that is west of you. Do you have a drought in Novosibirsk? And do you know, have they had a drought in the fire-burning region of Yakutia?
I think we are all right in Novosibirsk, but I know for sure that they are having a drought in Yakutia, and I know that the Minister of Ecology have already asked the Russian Prime Minister for help, because there wouldn't be enough what they usually prepare during the summer is, well, say hay and some of the grains, but there wouldn't be enough this year because of the drought. And as we could see as well last year, one of the problems when the wildfire season finished, or what we thought finished, this was at the end of August, because normally by the end of August, that's the end of summer in Yakutia, because temperatures go to 0 centigrade to -1 and onwards. But what we could actually see going all through the autumn and all through the winter is that the wildfires have ignited the peat fires as well in the hardly accessible areas of Yakutia. And the peat fires have continued to burn all through the temperatures of like -50 centigrades for more than half a year. And obviously they've contributed to the current wildfires of 2021.
So the peat is burning, not just the woods that we can see. The peat is burning underneath, and the snows do not extinguish the peat. Is that correct?
It doesn't, and it never does, because the peat doesn't, can barely be stopped by water, because it has, I mean, peat is one of the most complicated to extinguish. If there is a peat fire, it's one of the hardest to stop ever. And if you imagine the autumn in Yakutia, it will be months of rain and really cold temperature. So you're speaking at September going to -10, -15, -20. So it's, for many regions, this is like a full-scale winter. And the last winter in Yakutia, it was going on the -60, -65 centigrade in some of the areas. And yet, the first wildfire came right next to the pole of cold. So the place in the world which had the coldest ever registered temperature of -71.2 centigrade. And that came as early as 4th of May 2021. And if this is not a sign of how to describe it best, of the moment that scientists need to pay a bit more attention to the wildfire season in this part of the world, then I don't know what other signs we need.
Svetlana Skarbo. She is the editor of the Siberian Times in English, and she is in Novosibirsk, the heart of Siberia. There are much matters to attend in Siberia when we come back, beginning with the virus and the vaccine for the people of Siberia and its status. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.